Good morning. This is KD Sports Talk Podcast. It's brought to you by me, KD. And good morning, everybody. I am up early this morning and I am off today. Thank God. With all the hurricane that's happening yesterday, it was horrible, you know, especially in Eastern Long Island, Montauk and Oyster Bay. A lot of power outages that has happened over there. People lost power. They lost lights and everything else. So it is absolutely crazy. And today should be the same thing, but it won't be as bad as, you know, Hurricane Sandy. So hopefully everybody will be safe, not sorry. And, you know, stay home as, you know, when you have to, because, you know, this hurricane season is up and running and I want people to be safe. Okay. Let's get on with the sports. The NFL preseason games, especially my New York Jets. Oh, yes, my New York Jets. Now, on Saturday, the preseason games on Saturdays, which I'm going to announce. The Buffalo Bills went against the Chicago Bears. The Buffalo Bills crushed the Chicago Bears 41-15. That's on Saturday's game. The second preseason game of football is my New York Jets has won again. They defeated the Green Bay Packers, which is 23-14. The Jets and the Packers. So the Jets has won their second preseason game. Zach Wilson is impressive again. And I'm going to actually let you hear the highlights of the game. So just give me 1 minute while I announce the rest of the game, preseason games. Also, Atlanta versus Miami, 37-17. Miami defeated Atlanta. The Baltimore Ravens defeated the Carolina Panthers, which is Baltimore 20, Carolina 3. That's not even a competition. Baltimore is going to go at it again this season. And also, too, Detroit versus Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh defeated Detroit Lions 26-20. That's another highlighted game. Also, too, you got Tennessee versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tennessee 34, Tampa Bay 3. And also the Houston Texans versus the Dallas Cowboys 20-14. And also you have Indianapolis Colts 12, Minnesota 10. And the Las Vegas Raiders defeated the Los Angeles Rams 17-16. They beat them by 1 point. And also, too, the Denver and Seattle. Denver defeated Seattle 30-3. Okay. And a couple of games yesterday, we had the New York Giants versus the Cleveland Browns 17-13. This is the second loss of the New York Giants. And I've watched a little bit of the Giants game yesterday. So, the Giants need a little. The Giants defense looks pretty good yesterday, but they'll still need a little work on their offensive line. So, we'll see what happens. So, the Giants loss is second time. Second loss of the Giants. So, and then San Francisco 49ers defeated the Los Angeles Chargers. It's 15-10. Now, let's go back to the New York Jets. Now, Zach Wilson has at it again. Like, Zach Wilson has an efficient day with 2 touchdowns. The Jets rookie QB, Zach Wilson, turns in a good performance against the Green Bay Packers as he completed 9 of 11 passes. He completed 9 of 11 passes for 128 yards and 2 touchdowns. 9 of 11. I think last week it was 8 and 9 of his 11 of his 11 passes. Talk about Zach Wilson, the rookie quarterback of the New York Jets. So, which of the rookie quarterbacks of this year in the NFL stands out more? I would say Zach Wilson is beating out the competition within the rookie quarterbacks this year. Zach Wilson is amazing. I mean, he outshined Trevor Lawrence in his rookie quarterback debut. He outshines Trey Lance on his rookie debut. And also too, Mac Jones looking pretty good as well. But and also Justin Fields. He outshines Justin Fields. So really what stands out is that Zach Wilson is beating only two quarterbacks in the competition ranks. He's only beating Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence, which Trevor Lawrence was sacked in the first game, of the first play of the game. He got sacked. Justin Fields fumbled the football. Zach Wilson didn't do none of those things. Zach Wilson is the right now to me the number one rookie quarterback that outshines Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence. To me, that's my opinion, as you look at the highlights. So, Trey Lance is good too. I think Trey Lance and Zach Wilson will be the better two rookie quarterbacks of this year's draft. I think this is going to be a great competition between those two rookie quarterbacks. Ladies and gentlemen, this is KD Sports Talk Podcast, and I will be back within 5 minutes to talk more about football and to talk about WWE's SummerSlam. Peace.
And Corbin could be closing in on a victory that would not only help his checking account, Pat, but also his confidence. And a third time, Big E sent into the post in the corner, and Corbin now has some life.
I breathe, guys. I took it. It's mine.
I still don't think that is true. Oh, yeah, he's off his rocker. Cover, hook of the leg now, and a kick out by Big E. The money in the bank, briefcase, and there it is. Just move back over to the announce table.
Oh, that beautiful jump knee right on target, and Randy Orton, the Viper's the legal man.
And Orton is unleashing on a phenomenal one.
Moss teetering precariously on the apron.
Going after Omos again. Keeping Omos off balance.
That's a good strategy.
And that's unfamiliar for Omos to deal with. Omos not used to having the fight brought to him.
Oh, beautiful body slam.
But that is torque from Orton.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Yeah, that's it. That's the sounds of the WWE SummerSlam on Saturday night. Yeah. Which, your main guy John Cena returns on from the to a main event to go against a tribal chief, Roman Reigns. Now, this year's SummerSlam on Saturday night, I watched it. I watched the whole thing. I'm a big wrestling fan. I'm a big WWE fan. AEW, not so much, but I'm a big WWE fan. Like I said, I saw the whole thing. The main event between John Cena and Roman Reigns. Cena lost. I thought he was going to win. But John Cena lost the match. And the Tribal Chief has gained the victory. Now, the only thing good about SummerSlam this year is a couple surprises. I like the venues. I like, you know, some of the matches. But it's just not the same like it used to be back then. But the only thing good about this year's SummerSlam is the surprises. A couple of surprises. Which is the return of Becky Lynch. Who, you know, turned into a heel and did a squash match against Bianca Belair within 5 seconds, which is really messed up. They squashed Bianca Belair for her women's title within 5 seconds because Becky Lynch has returned to wrestling. And also, too, the main event between the John Cena and the Roman Reigns match is the return of Brock Lesnar. The new and the improved monstrous / Armageddon type of monster, Brock Lesnar, who looks bigger and more dangerous than ever, Brock Lesnar, is back to the WWE. What's going to happen on Raw and SmackDown? I think SmackDown is going to be the A show. SmackDown on Friday night is going to be the A show. Because you know why? Because Brock Lesnar and Becky Lynch and everything that's happening within, you know, the storylines are going to be in on SmackDown. That's it. SmackDown is going to be the A show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is KD Sports Talk Podcast. And this is my WWE Wrestling Report. And I am out. I'm going to enjoy the rest of my day. I want you guys to be safe, not be sorry. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.